Welcome to Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope, where each week you will find yourself feeling loved, inspired, and encouraged in your life. Mama Joyce's Messages of Hope will place a smile on your face and warm the cockles of your heart. Tune in each week, Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show, all of you who are in the archives and listening now and in the chat room and switchboard. I want to welcome all of you and hope you had a very safe, healthy, and happy Christmas, a Merry Christmas. And I'd like to make some announcements and then we'll get on with the show. This is going to be a short show tonight because a lot of the people are still enjoying their families and having a good time celebrating their wonderful holiday season of Christmas, where Christ was born and shed his blood for us on the cross so that he could become our Lord and Savior. So this is a wonderful time to really devote to thanking him and acknowledging his what he did for us so that we could have spend eternity with the Lord once our time is fulfilled here. First of all, I want to ask you to please support Blog Talk Radio. They have premium services at reasonable prices, and they help others to get their messages out to the public, and have shows like Mama Joyce that help others stay informed of world events, as well as ways to help yourself and others. Sign up for a free month to test it out. Tell all your friends as well. It's fun and easy, and a great venue to network and connect with people from around the world. Then we promote Chaplain Steve. He is a former hospital chaplain with a master's degree in theology, and Chaplain Steve can help your loved ones through life's challenges. You can contact Chaplain Steve at www.sandiegoworkplacechaplains.com or reach him at his toll-free number at 1-800-539-6143. Now, I wanted to get on with the show. We have several promotions I wanted to do. One of them is something that is really near and dear to Mama Joyce's heart, and that is HopeMill.com. They are a nonprofit organization in the San Fernando Valley area in the West Valley, and they put together backpacks and care packages for our homeless on the street and the veterans and the homeless families and the homeless individuals. And they have all kinds of wonderful donations of supplies like toiletries and toothbrush, toothpaste, things of that nature, non-perishable food items, hats, gloves, socks, T-shirts, things of that nature. So these are things they really need. Now, tonight, I'm going to ask that you go to HopeMill.com and check them out. What they're in need of right now that is real critical is they need empty backpacks in good shape. Maybe you're an organization or a company that has backpacks that you'd like to donate. Like I said, it's a 501c3 nonprofit, so you certainly can donate backpacks to them and put them into their hands. They really need those. And you could get a tax receipt for that if you need it, or if you just want to do that out of the goodness of your heart, that would be wonderful. Once again, go to HopeMill.com, and Pearl Huber is the executive director in charge and operations director as well. She's going to be busy the next couple of weeks, but we'll have her on the show, hopefully, and we'll do an interview with her. I'm also promoting tonight www.woundedwarriorproject.org. These are our precious veterans who come home from war, and they need medical treatment. They need not only physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, all kinds of help. And WoundedWarriorProject.org helps them get back on their feet and helps them to be acclimated back in to our world, because they are programmed and taught to defend our country at all costs. And so when they come home, we really need to support them. We need to do whatever we can besides prayer, which is a very powerful tool. We need to support them and help them in any way we can. If you're in a position to financially donate to them, that helps them get the wheelchairs they need, the rehab that they need. And go to WoundedWarriorProject.org. Check them out and see what you can do about donating to them. Mama Joyce partners with them, along with HopeMill.com. These are the two places that I really enjoy helping, because I love the veterans. I love our military and what they do, and they need to be treated with dignity and respect, and they need to be provided for. So I hope that you'll check out www.woundedwarriorproject.org and hopemill.com. These are two places tonight that I'm promoting, and in the weeks ahead, I'll be promoting different places that I partner with, and especially the Heavenly Deposit movie that'll be shooting in March and filming, and we just want to uphold our Christian brothers and sisters who are producing this fine film, George and Rick. God bless you out there. Do a little shout out. But having said that, once again, please check out HopeMill.com. They need backpacks, and they also need toiletries, soap, blankets. You know, if you go on their website, they have a list of items that they have, a wish list. You could donate those items to them, and just really become involved. You could partner with them and tell your church or your organization to have a fund drive where it doesn't have to be money. You can gather things like have people donate bars of soap and toothbrushes, brand new toothbrushes and toothpaste and deodorant and socks, all these different things. Have a fundraising drive, maybe at your church or your work or organization, and have people donate those, and then take them, call up Pearl Huber at HopeMill.com, and she'll tell you where she can meet you, or you could bring the items to help out with these care packs, especially this time of the year, because it's very, very cold and inclement weather. So we want to make sure we provide, you know, what they have need of, gloves and jackets and blankets and what have you. So let's keep that in mind. And once again, the WoundedWarriorProject.org. They need our support in so many ways. And Mama Joyce really has this organization and Hope Mill, both of them, near and dear to my heart. So having shared that with you, I want to play a song by Jeremy Camp, and especially a lot of people are hurting this time of year in one way or another, whether it's a physical pain or a loss of a loved one, or some kind of challenge that they're facing, financial or job loss or something. So I want to play this by Jeremy Camp. It's called Healing Hand of God.
I have seen the many faces of fear and of pain. I have watched the tears fall plenty from heartache and strain. So if life's journey has you weary and afraid, there's rest in the shadow of His wings. I have walked through the valleys, the mountains and plains. I have healed the hand of freedom, that washes all my stains. If you feel the weight of many trials and burdens from this world, there's freedom in the shelter of the Lord. I have seen the healing hand of God reaching out and mending broken hearts. Taste and see the fullness of His peace, and hold on to what's been held out, the healing hand of God. Touch the scars upon His hands to see if they were real. He has walked the road before me. He knows just how I feel. When you feel that there's not anyone who understands your pain, just remember all of Jesus' suffering.
I just want to thank everybody for this whole year who's been supporting Mama Joyce, Chaplain Steve, Drew and Chris and Eric and Jen and all of you out there, you know, George and Rick and Bill and, you know, and our friend Franklin, who we lost earlier in the year. You know, I love all of you so much. It's been a sensational year with all kinds of growth and surprises, and this new year upcoming is going to be even more wonderful. We might hear some things that are negative, but we keep our focus on God and His Son Jesus Christ, who is the prize, and we keep our focus and build our relationship with God. And He will see us through. Now, once again, I do want to remind you to go to hopemill.com, and Pearl Huber is the executive director there, and you can contact her on that page, as well as donate backpacks they need right now and other items that are on their wish list, and also support our precious woundedwarriorproject.org. Keep those in your mind, too, and up front, not just during this time of the year, folks, but all year long. along. They need our help, and these two particular projects that I'm partnering with, HopeMill.com and WoundedWarriorProject.org, are near and dear to my heart, and I really want to lift these up to you and do a shout-out for these precious ones that we need to really press in and help them. Also, the Firefighters Association, California Firefighters Association, need our support as well, and all the first responders. So please keep them in your prayers as well. Towards the end of the show, we'll have a time for a prayer. So if you have a prayer request, you want to call in 1-347-850-1527. I'm taking prayer requests. I'll be glad to pray for them. And if you have unspoken request or if you can't call in, just know that I pray for all of those who are in need, because you know what? God knows who you are and what you need. You know, so I just lift you up to him and intercede, and he takes it from there anyway. I'm going to go ahead and play this. Hopefully this will work on my switchboard. I've got to go through it. There are some of them that need to be changed, but I have a love letter from God. And at a special time of the year, we really need to hear this, how much he loves us. So I'm going to see if this will play tonight.
The words you are about to experience are true. They will change your life if you let them. For they come from the very heart of God. He loves you, and he is the Father you have been looking for all your life. This is his love letter to you. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered, for you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake, for all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb and brought you forth on the day you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I am not distant and angry, but am the complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand, for I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts toward you are countless as the sand on the seashore, and I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul, and I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart, for it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine. For I am your greatest encourager. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day, I will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and I'll take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your Father, and I love you even as I love my Son Jesus. For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you, and to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I love that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my Son Jesus, you receive me. And nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father, and will always be Father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you. Love, your Dad. Almighty God.
That a beautiful song, I'm telling you. You know, he really does, God really does desire a relationship with us and loves us and can do far more than what we ask and pray for. But he wants us to trust him and keep our focus on him. You know, I do want to take this time once again to acknowledge the wonderful support that I get from Chaplain Steve and Drew and Chris and Eric, especially Portia also has, and Lois, who have really throughout the year have donated clothing and shoes and all kinds of wonderful things and given me money for, you know, to get backpacks and hygiene kits and all kinds of stuff. So I want to acknowledge all of you. Eric, you've been a wonderful a donator to my organization, some wonderful jeans and socks and all kinds of wonderful things. And Drew and Chris, you've gotten together such fantastic donations, you know, and I'm just so grateful to you. And Chaplain Steve with the gift cards and the support throughout the year. So this is a time to be grateful, and I just want to acknowledge all of you and thank you. And also Pearl Huber donating the care packs and the courtesy bags as well. I'm so very grateful, so very grateful. You guys are just amazing, and I really appreciate each and every one of you. And, you know, in the weeks ahead, I want to start promoting people who help other people more and do interviews and also play music and save room for prayer as well. But I wanted to also use my radio show to promote the brotherhood of mankind and to bring God back into the equation. Because so many times we see the tragedies and the negative things that are falling around upon us here around in our world and on the news, that I want to use my show to bring back God's love and God himself, feel his presence into this world. Love is a much more powerful force than any other thing, but we have to allow it to penetrate and to come back into our world. We have times where our focus is very much on the negative, and it breaks my heart. It does. There's a lot of times that we hear, you know, real negative things, things that you never heard of, actually. And So I want to try and use my show to bring forth the gospel and the brotherhood of mankind, God's word, and encouragement, and also prayer for those who are hurting. There's a couple of people brought to mind that we're going to pray for later on in the show. There's someone who's come on the line and would like to, we're going to bring them on here. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Mama Joyce. Hey, Eric. How you doing?
Hey, there he is. How you doing, my friend?
Good. Yeah, I have a raspy voice. I've had sore throat, you name it. I was hit very heavily after my New York City trip.
Oh, gosh.
But I wanted to quickly give you a happy, joyous Christmas. I hope it was awesome. And I just want to let you know that you specifically are appreciated, and we're grateful to have you, because you're the one who's encouraging others. You know, you have the system, the support system, but at the same time, people who are listening to your show, you have to remember, your messages are giving them hope. Your messages are sharing God's word, God's love. So that is absorbed, you know, to each and every one of us, even as a reminder.
Well, God bless you for saying that. How sweet of you. And I hope I hope people are doing that. I really do. I hope they're feeling encouraged and inspired, because that's what I want to use my show for, something positive and filled with God's love, Drew, and also to make people aware there are people like you and Chris and Eric and Chaplain Steve and Portia and people who, and Lois, who, contribute throughout the year to my ministry, to God's ministry, actually. And it's so much appreciated, because we're reaching people all over. Whenever I get donations, Eric lives in Long Beach and my friend lives in Victorville. And so we just spread whatever donations we get all over. So it's touching many lives, Drew, and I just really appreciate you and Chris and Eric and Chaplain Steve and everybody for donating and supporting what God has me to do.
And going back to donations, people have to also understand a little goes so far. A little goes
Absolutely.
A long way. People always, just as a reminder, people are always stuck with the whole, they get stumped. They think, well, I can't give cash. I can't pay for anything. Well, even small little items, are greatly appreciated.
Sure.
There are families out there.
It doesn't
have
to be money.
It's not all about money. It's not all about the money.
Right. It doesn't have to be money at all.
Think
it can be maybe you've got a gently used.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, think about scenarios. Think about winter. Think about cold weather. Think about warm weather. Think about hygiene. Think about what needs to be taken care of. What are the priorities? Even giving a big thank you to a veteran on the street or something,
Exactly.
give them a hug, or just say, hey, God loves you.
Thank you.
I love you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. Tip your hat. And, take your head off and say, I salute you. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Right.
Because
exactly.
That is absorbed. And I always go back to that, because it's like a sponge. God's love, you will, when you feel that love, it comes in. It downpours, and you feel it. And you get the chills. Your hair stick up. You feel warm. You feel cozy. You feel hugged and loved. And it's a great feeling.
That's right. That's right. And it's so true, Drew. And those things cost only our time and a few words. And it really helps somebody. You don't know what somebody's going through. They come back from war. They've been conditioned to do certain things, and now they've got to come back and be acclimated back to society and everything. And they need our support and our love, so... Sometimes a kind word, a handshake, or even if you're in a position, you could maybe pay for somebody's meal, to show our support and our gratitude. You're right, Drew, and you've done those things before, I know, and my son Eric has too, as well. So, and I know Chaplain Steve has as well. So these are things that, that you brought up that we could think about, contributing and helping, that don't cost money, maybe your time. So, and you certainly have sent some wonderful shoes and clothing, and you and Chris, I mean, my goodness gracious, you've helped tons of people in my ministry, you know,
well,
and I'm so grateful for it.
It goes both ways, you know, and we appreciate that. And but again, the compliments also go to you, because without your show, I would have never met you, number one. So, you know, and this is very important to understand, just to reach out, and a little goes a long way. Even if it's, you don't have to buy like new clothes, you know, to give to people, you know, don't throw away good quality, good, you know, still able to be worn clothes. Just donate them. Don't panic. Just
right.
Donate them, you know.
Right.
I wanted to say, yeah, like I mentioned to you, after our New York City trip, we were going to get other things, you know, get going. And we have, you know, another package or two on the way very soon. And we were just discussing that today. Yeah, because I have some I have some other things to send up. I also wanted to touch base on one thing. You mentioned something about distraction. Being distracted from, you know, the word, being distracted from your relationship with God. And
right.
We have so much distraction. I don't know if Eric is still listening, but he probably sees this with friends, even our own family members. There is so much distraction keeping us from our own relationship with the Lord. And we're talking not just people not going to church. We're talking social media, politics. You know, the religions, you know, even video games, even these tablets, even you know, cell phones. If you really look
right.
at the average teenager, the average person with a cell phone, with all the special, you know, boops and whistles, as they say,
right,
there's no more socializing anymore. I always see people, even when I was in New York City, it was pathetic. I have to say that.
Mm-hmm.
People were just looking down at their cell phones. People are when I went to a restaurant, people were not even face-to-face, eye-to-eye. They were spending their time on their tablet, on their cell phones, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, where are we going? You know, what direction?
Right.
And
right.
And that those things, these things that you're seeing in the media and everything, even in Hollywood, those are big distractions from our own relationship with the Lord. It can happen.
Yes. Yes, it can. And it does a lot, because we're in an electronic age where a lot of that takes over. And it's a shame. It's a shame because we're losing connection with people. You know, and
right.
You're just using electronics. Listen, I'm guilty of that myself. You know, because I get prayer requests and stuff that come
right.
up. Through cell phones and stuff, so you know I that is a distraction for me. But at the same time, I do want very much to you know, pray for people. But you're right. We need what we need to do is we need to do less, more electronics and more in person, personal.
What
make it personal.
Is, like, for example, now you're seeing if you've seen a recent wireless company ad on TV, they're now promoting, they have a girl who is shown always constantly on her tablet, on her cell phone, text, even with family gatherings. And then it came down to Christmas, after all the years that she grew up with that tablet and that cell phone, she decided to put that away, put it down. She handed the box to her dad. Her dad unwrapped the box, and it was her own cell phone. Basically, the ad point was, the message was, she gave that up so she can spend more time with the family as she's supposed to. And
right.
You see, right there
right.
was
I saw
bond.
An excellent ad. That's an excellent
right.
film.
Exactly. And, you know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with, you know, having a cell phone, having a tablet. What I'm saying is, if it is a problem when it's distracting you from a relationship with family, with
right.
your own relationship with God,
yeah.
and with your own self, you know, for yourself,
right.
for your well-being.
Right.
We have so much distraction in the you know, that's so evil out there, you know, in the media and everything.
Yeah.
The news. No news is good news.
Right. Right. You're very right about that. You know, and I'm glad you brought those points up, because we need to be more focused on how we can add more goodness to this world, and more love, and more of God. You know, I want to welcome Bill DeFoy to the show as well tonight. He's in the chat room and on the switchboard. And Bill, you're always welcome to come on the show. He has his own radio show, in fact, on Saturdays, and I'd love to bring him on so he could tell you a little bit more about that.
Yeah,
I'm
going to hang up, because I'm going to stay in the chat room.
Okay, great. And I want to thank you for coming on tonight and sharing what you did, because it added very much to the program. And you are an angel, one of the earth angels, I call earth angels, you and Chris.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And Eric, too. And God bless you guys. And I wish everybody a happy, healthy, safe, and prosperous new year.
That's right. 2016 is going to be a healthy one and a loving one. But everyone,
it's
Bill DeFoy, Eric, Mama Joyce, Chaplain Steve, everybody, I love you. Mama Joyce loves you. And Mama Joyce, I'm going to hang up and love you very much. I'm going to stay in the chat.
Okay. God bless you. And thanks, Drew, for everything once again.
No, thank you, Mama Joyce. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Yeah, that was Drew. And he lives all the way in Florida, God bless him. We have Bill DeFoy. Bill, would you be open to coming on the show for a few minutes and sharing your radio program where people could tune in and listen to you every Saturday afternoon? Would you mind doing that? Okay, good. I'm going to bring you on now. Okay. Bill DeFoy, are you there, my friend?
I am here.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad you came on tonight. You know, you've been a very dear friend of mine, very supportive also of the show, and I appreciate what you've done over the years. And you have your own radio show, and I'd love for you to introduce yourself a little bit, give some background on yourself, and share about your radio show that you have every Saturday.
Well, thank you very much. I've been in the business probably a lot longer than anybody around these days, but I feel like I'm as old as dirt. And anyway, the program that I do is on Saturday mornings, California time, from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., and I do country music. It's an interesting scenario. And can I give out the website where people can listen?
Absolutely.
All the information
you want, my friend.
All right, very good. All right, so if people were to tune in Saturday mornings, California time, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. If you're on the East Coast, add 3 hours from 1 to 5 p.m. Midwest, probably 2 hours in advance. But anyway, it's country music, and the website is 991theranch.com. 991theranch.com. There is a tab there that says Listen Live, and you can listen and enjoy the programming. We are a low-power FM station out in Simi Valley, California. So we service primarily Simi Valley and Moore Park, although you can get us in other areas. The backstory to this is quite fascinating. Many years ago, and I want to say 30 years ago, the man that is the founder and president of this radio station was a very young man at the time. He was in his early 20s. And he had applied for and got a job at the radio station I was working for 30 years ago. Well, it was my responsibility to train this man, this young man of 20-some-odd years of age.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are 30 years later. He is now my boss.
hope, for heaven's sake. Wow.
And we have maintained
that is amazing.
A friendship all these years. He is a believer. If you were to take a look at the values and our mission statement on the website, you will instantly recognize that this is a station that is faith-based, and it is run accordingly. There hasn't been an activity at the radio station for the staff. We call them ranch hands. But we've had, you know, get-togethers, luncheons, and that kind of thing, but it's all led off in prayer. It's really amazing the camaraderie of which our staff is built. We have believers. We have people who are of Jewish faith that are part of the air staff, and it is just—it's a family scenario. There's no corporate mentality whatsoever, which is highly refreshing in this business. So we don't have a lot of bean counters to answer to.
Wow.
We we're given latitude and flexibility in what we say on the air, but it has to be within the bounds of good taste. And so,
that's beautiful. And can you please give us once again how they can contact the show and listen to it online?
Sure. It's 991theranch.com. Mm-hmm.
991theranch.com. And that's Saturdays from 10 a.m.
Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Now, on New Year's Day, I'm actually filling in for somebody else, so I'll be on New Year's Day.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. We'll be
same bat time, same bat channel.
Beautiful. That's beautiful, Bill. Thank you so much for sharing that information. And one of these days, when you're not too busy, I would love to do a full interview with you and share with the people some of your interviews that you've enjoyed and just give you some background if you're open to that and if we could find a window of time where you would be available.
I would be very happy to do so. As you know, Mama Joyce, starting next year, I'm involved in a movie project, and you have been promoting this on your program. It's Heavenly Deposit, and we have now an official start date for the filming.
Which is?
We're going to start filming in April of 2016.
That is fantastic. That is awesome, and we'll look forward to supporting Heavenly Deposit, the movie, as well. It's on my website, angeloflovministry.com, where I promote Hope Mill, Wounded Warrior Project, and Heavenly Deposit, the movie, and Chaplain Steve. So check out my webpage at angeloflovministry.com. Bill, I have somebody else who's come on the line that would like to share something. Maybe it's a prayer request. Can you hold on?
I can certainly hold on.
Okay, hold on. Hello, you're on the line. Did you have a prayer request tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My request, my name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Melvin. We haven't heard from you in a couple of weeks. How you been?
I've been doing okay, I guess. A little stress. I'm trying to fight through that. But having issues with my lower back and my right neck area where I got injured a while back. But
So you have some health issues you want to pray, that you want us to pray for?
Yes, and also with financial issues as well.
Financial? Okay.
But
health and financial for Melvin. Wonderful. Oh, thank you for calling in. You stay on the line, and we're going to pray in a few minutes, and I'm going to put your prayer requests on there, and all the concerns that you have, Melvin, will be lifted to the Lord tonight. How's that?
Great. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Stay on the line, and we'll be praying very quickly.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sure, Melvin, thanks. Yeah, and Bill, you still there?
I'm still here.
Good, okay. I'm going to put you in queue, and we're going to commence to praying, and then the hour went by quite quickly. When we have good times like that, we have Drew and Bill on the line giving us wonderful information and sharing. It kind of went by a little fast, but I do want to pray. And Bill, do you have any prayer requests that you would like to share?
Not at this time. But I do thank you for asking.
Oh, sure. It's my pleasure. Okay, I'll put you back in queue, and we're going to pray, and then we're going to take us out with a beautiful song by Sidewalk Prophets. And once again, I want to thank you, Bill, and Melvin, and Drew, and Eric, and Chris, and all our guests who've come on to listen tonight, Chaplain Steve, everybody. And we're going to lift all these requests up in prayer. I've got a couple of requests that have come in as well while we're on the air. So, Heavenly Father, God, in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, you know all about these precious people who are in need of prayer. One of them is Melvin, and he's got health and financial issues. He's also got where he wants to work. I know he wants to find a job that he's able to do. And so I lift up Melvin to you tonight, Father God, and I ask that you meet every single one of his needs in the upcoming days ahead and supply all the needs he has, Father, and only the way that you can do this. Lord, we lift up Heidi to you tonight. She's in a lot of pain. She lives in San Francisco, and she's at the emergency room. And we lift her up, Father, for healing touch, for salvation, and for an outpour of your Holy Spirit upon her and her mom and all her loved ones, Father God. You know all about what needs that she has, and we lift her up to you tonight. And we ask that you touch her and heal her and draw her close to you, Heavenly Father. And we lift up Sandy to you. She's been incarcerated, and she gets to go to a board and care, but she needs one to open up. She needs that, and she needs a loving support. She loves the Lord. But we lift her up to you tonight, Father, and all the needs that she has. You know what they are, Father. We pray for the movie Heavenly Deposit that's going to become, they're going to shoot in April of 2016, and we pray that you bless the work of their hands, the locations, the funding, the health and relationships that they need to have intact, Father. So we lift them up to you and all those who are involved, George and Bill and Rick. And we lift up Drew and Chris and Eric and Chaplain Steve, Jen, all those who are listening to the show now, our precious veterans, the Wounded Warrior Project, HopeMail.com, C&J Craft, as well, all the people Mama Joyce promotes, the firefighters, military, and our veterans, our precious veterans, and all the persecuted Christians in the world. Heavenly Father, we lift them up to you right now. You know what they have need of, Father. You know everything from health and relationships and finances and safety, salvation, whatever it is they have need of, Father. We bring them before your royal throne of grace. We ask that you meet every need to overflowing, Father, that you pour out your Holy Spirit. And, Father, we invite you back into the United States once again. And we ask that you put your hand on the United States and cover us in the blood of Jesus. Protect us and keep us safe, Father God. And help us to turn our hearts back to you and keep our focus on you and build our relationship with you, Father. I lift up all the needs to the people who are listening now and in the archives. Marianne, I pray for her total healing. For Greg and Paul and all of Greg's loved ones and just everybody who I may not know who they are, Father, but you know who they are. And so it is. I lift them up to you, and I ask that you meet every need, Father, to overflowing. And we give you deep gratitude and thankfulness, Father, and we give you all the glory. And we thank you for receiving our prayers tonight and meeting all of our needs. May this upcoming year be a year of miracles. May we feel your presence and sense your presence in a very special manner. I ask that you bless Bill DeFoy on his radio program, that you pour out your Holy Spirit upon him and have him be a rousing success wherever he goes, because he's got the heart of Christ. And bless the work of his hands, Father, and bless his radio show and all the people that are involved in that. And I thank you and praise you. And Lord, keep Eric and Drew and Chris and all my loved ones safe. And keep them healthy and prosperous and protected, and draw them close to you and put a hedge of protection around them, all my loved ones. And we thank you for this opportunity to lift up people who are hurting and need in prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And I just wanted to thank you all once again for coming to the show tonight and adding so much to it. I am going to play the Sidewalk Prophets. You loved me anyway, because you know what? God loves us unconditionally. That means that we don't have to do or say anything for him to love us. He simply loves us no matter what. So hopefully this this song is going to play, because like I said, I'm not sure about the audios, if they're broken or not. So we'll give this a try. And I want to thank you all for coming tonight, Melvin and Bill and Eric and Drew and Chaplain Steve, everybody who's listening out there now and in the archives. And don't forget hopemill.com and www.woundedwarriorproject.org.
Question was raised as my conscience fell, a sizzling so loud. It didn't mean much, but it lingers still in the corners of my mind. Still you call me to walk on the edge of this world, spread my dreams and fly. But the future's so far, my heart is so frail, I think I'd rather stay inside. But you love me anyway, it's like nothing in life that I've ever known. Yes, you love me anyway. Oh Lord, how you love me. It's the call of my strength to simply be still, to seek but never find. All the reasons we change, the reasons I doubt, and why do loved ones have to die? But you love me anyway, it's like nothing in life that I've ever. Anyway, yeah. See, I am the man who you.
God bless you all. That was a beautiful song. And one more I'm going to play to take us out with tonight. Hopefully this will play. It's by Creed, Arms Wide Open. We haven't heard this in a long time. And truly, Mama Joyce's arms are wide open to God and whatever he has for my life. I love him so much. So all of you have a blessed night, a safe night, and healthy. And may God protect you until next time, folks. God bless you. And have a wonderful, happy, and safe new year.
I close my eyes, begin to pray, then tears of joy stream down.